one of the recent highlights, which also brought home that visual impact of Panty Bliss, was your appearance on the stage with Bono and U2. It just looked great fun.
It was great fun, yeah. They called me up a few days beforehand and said, you know, would you be into doing this? And I was like, sure, that sounds like, you know, laugh. And, you know, I went there on the day, and obviously it's a massive, you know, arena show, and it's
huge
YouTube,
rig.
Whatever, yeah. So, you know, the staging is really incredible. I went there that afternoon, and we did, like, a couple of rehearsals of it, and they take it very seriously. You know, you don't get to be U2 with, you know, doing anything slapdash, so they all were there for the little rehearsal. But the tour manager guy, he sees the rehearsal, and in the rehearsal, of course, I'm just Rory, and I'm just walking around the stage in a pair of boots and a jacket, you know. And then the tour manager guy later comes up to the dressing room, and by that stage I'm in drag, and so he sees what
Panty
I look
appearing.
Like now. Yeah. So then after we did the whole thing, he goes, oh my God, he's like going on about it. And I said, but you saw me before I went on. He's like, yes, but I didn't know you were going to be going full on, you know, hippie chick, you know, because I think so many people have this very specific idea of what a drag queen is. So I think he expected me to come out in a sequined ball gown. So, you know, I quite like upending people's expectations. You know.
Surprising them.
Yeah.
And challenged that. And Bono really played with it.
He did, yeah. He was very on board about it. It was fun of him.
He was very flirty.
He was, yeah. Well, you know, it was a performance.
Trailblazing on marriage equality in the country, and now the country is trailblazing on marriage equality in the world.